I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Cardinal Thomas Collins, the Archbishop of Toronto, Canada, released a statement following the shooting in Danforth Sunday night. Cardinal Collins is asking all churches to offer, quote, a special prayer intention for victims of violence. Sunday night, a man opened fire at a number of restaurants on Danforth Avenue in Toronto. Three people, including the shooter, were killed and 13 others were injured. While authorities have not released the identity of the gunman or identified a motive, terrorism is being investigated as a possibility. Police have arrested a man for the stabbing attack on a train station in Oakland, California, Sunday night. The man, 27-year-old John Cowell, attacked two women, killing 18-year-old Nia Wilson and wounding her sister. Authorities say the attack was unprovoked, random, and sudden, and the knife believed to have been used was found nearby at a construction site. Surveillance video shows that the suspect and sisters were riding the same train but did not interact. A motive for the attack is unknown, and while Cowell doesn't appear to be connected to any racial or white supremacist groups, police are looking into all possible motives. Wildfires in Greece have killed at least 74 people and injured over 100, making them the deadliest in the country in decades. Strong winds fueled the fires, which trapped hundreds of people on beaches, roads, and in homes. 26 of those that were killed were found gathered together in a compound. While the fires have largely subsided, they are not completely out. Two main blazes were still burning near the capital, while four others burned in different areas of the country, as well as on the island of Crete. Greece's prime minister has declared 3 days of national mourning. The Trump administration is preparing a plan to send billions of dollars in emergency aid to farmers who have been negatively affected by President Trump's trade disputes. However, some Republican lawmakers oppose the plan, saying that the tariffs are the problem, that they are detrimental and hurting American consumers and companies, and that the aid plan will spend billions on, quote, gold crutches. Today, ahead of preparations for negotiations with European officials at the White House, Trump issued new threats for additional tariffs on U.S. trading partners. Pope Francis has ratified members that were elected by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to represent the U.S. at the Synod of Bishops October 3rd through the 28th. The delegates will be Cardinal Daniel DiNardo of Galveston, Houston, who is also the president of the USCCB, Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles, vice president of the USCCB, Archbishop Charles Chaput of Philadelphia, Bishop Frank Caggiano of Bridgeport, Connecticut, and Auxiliary Bishop Robert Barron of Los Angeles. The synod will be meeting at the Vatican to go over, quote, young people, faith, and vocational discernment. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.